Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown is in Atlanta. We're having technical difficulties with his studio in Atlanta.
Yeah, sure.
He will be with us. Mm-hmm. He is there. Sybil, how was your birthday weekend? Everything
really
good?
Nice. Really good. Yeah, good friends, good chocolate. All was good.
Good chocolate. We're talking candy, right?
Okay.
Sybil!
Okay, we can go with that. We can go with the G-rated for a Monday morning. Kitty's up
I
and
had
everything.
I had a great weekend.
What
I'm in New York, and this is Harlem Week.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
big
this is Harlem
weekend.
Week. Yeah, yeah. It lasts, it was great. It was great. We had a.
And you partook?
Yes, I did. It's right outside your door if you live
right.
in Harlem, so you can't help but partook. And Harlem is alive and kicking, and it's Harlem Week is the best.
Always.
A lot of people who are from New York who live in the South come this time of year just for Harlem Week.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because I met a lot of listeners from North Carolina and South Carolina and Alabama. You know, in the South, that move from Atlanta, from New York, and they come back every. They say they come back every year.
This is
in
their
August.
Homecoming.
Just for Harlem Week, and it is like a homecoming.
Yeah,
it is great.
Yeah.
It is great.
Oh,
I had a great time.
Nice. What did you do? That was I know you said you were gonna go to do some comedy stuff. Did you go to Gotham?
Well, I did Gotham. I saw a man.
Ari Spears,
and then I was in the park. Watching a movie at night.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah,
I love
outdoor
that.
Movies.
Yeah,
it's the best. It's the best. It's the
cool.
best.
That's cool. And the weather was good for you.
The weather was good. Then I went to a sports bar. I went to a sports bar. Yesterday.
For the end
Brazilian,
of the Olympics.
A Brazilian sports bar.
Oh, so yeah, you were in the right spot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, simple,
the
simple,
gold
simple,
was
simple.
The gold, yeah, yeah.
They got a couple of gold medals over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you, if you want to party, be at a Brazilian sports bar when they win. They love their country.
Oh
my goodness. They love their country.
Oh, nice.
That was great. You watched the Olympics?
I did get a chance to watch some. I wasn't in and able to watch a lot of TV, but I did get to see some of my favorites, like the women's water polo. U.S. women's water polo won the gold over the weekend, and U.S. women's basketball.
What's her name? Johnson?
Ashley
Johnson. Oh, my
Johnson,
goodness.
My girl.
Ashley Johnson.
Yeah, she is something else. She is quite
the goalie.
An athlete. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. With the wingspan of... two NBA basketball players. She should be
playing WNBA and just shot blocking.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, she's amazing. She really is. She's and quite an athlete. And her little sister, she plays at Princeton, and her younger sister plays at Princeton as well. It's really cool. And they have
Did you see Clarissa Shields from Flint, Michigan?
I did. Back-to-back gold for Clarissa Shields.
Yeah.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it was, and then the ceremonies last night, watched a little bit of the closing ceremonies with Simone Biles carrying the U.S. flag, which was like, I think
three times her size.
That's what I was going to say. They said twice. I said three times.
I say three times.
Yeah, I'm with you. But it was really, overall, I forget how much I enjoy the Olympics until they come around and you get involved in all the stories and the victories and the agonies of defeat like we've had with some of the games. But really, overall, a good time.
How do you say the swimmer's name? Ryan what?
Lochte.
Okay, so Liardy. That's the one I was trying to get to. Yeah,
Ryan Lochte finally spoke out and did an interview with Matt Lauer. They showed a little bit of it over the weekend, I think Saturday night, and then they'll continue the conversation.
He's losing all his endorsements, too.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
He's losing all his endorsements.
But you know what, Tom? Sometimes they fail up.
I know, but I don't think so this time, Sid.
I I hope you're right.
I don't. I'm thinking that this time, yeah, he really stepped all in it, and he's going
to
lose all his
over exaggeration, as he liked to call it.
Yeah.
Call it what you will.
And the basketball team came back strong.
Men's basketball, U.S. men with the gold, and the U.S. women with the gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good weekend overall.
Mello said he'd rather have a gold medal than an NBA championship ring.
Yeah.
Okay, Mello.
Well, you know, you go with what you got.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
Although I think Melo's chances this year are going to be drastically improved with the new team that they put together for the Knicks.
I don't know who I was watching. It was somebody on ESPN. Said, "Quit lying. You don't."
A lot of people said that. Yeah, they call BS
lying.
On that. Yeah.
You don't go into basketball profession saying, "You know what? All I want to do is win an Olympic gold, and my career would be complete."
Yeah. I know.
But that's all right, Mello. That's all right.
We appreciate the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Meanwhile, the president is going to Baton Rouge tomorrow.
Yeah. And
you know what, Sip? You know, he's getting a lot of complaints about not coming off vacation and going down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm with the governor. Because the rescue efforts are much more important than making sure that the president is secure when he gets there.
Yeah, then the pictures of the president coming down. Yeah,
when the president goes somewhere, everything stops.
It has to yeah.
To secure the president. So you got all these people who are devastated, and the rescue efforts are underway. And all that has to stop in like a 24-hour period to make sure that the president is safe.
Absolutely.
And it's just too easy to complain and say, "Oh, the president should come off vacation and come on down there, going down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and see about the people." And the governor said, "I don't want to disrupt the recovery." And it makes sense to me.
Because you have to take everybody off of their details of what they're doing to help people in recovery.
Help people.
And secure.
And secure the president. You know?
And of course, Donald Trump went down on Friday. It's not the same. It's not the same when a presidential candidate goes as opposed to the president of the United States. I don't care what you say. And he got his pictures out there and was able to make a statement. And so now the president goes. But it was important to a lot of people to have that kind of support and that kind of visual regarding the president. But as you said, the governor said, it's more important that we keep the momentum going and helping people in the recovery effort.
Recovery.
And as opposed to stopping, securing the president, and then going back to work.
The Trump campaign is actively going after black votes, Sib.
Is it active or is it more just for show? Because are they saying it or are they doing it? Because what he's been doing is saying it in front of white audiences. He's not even going to black folks, going to where black folks are. He's in the suburbs. So is he doing it for show, to show everybody that he wants these minority voters, or is he
I hear he's getting ready to spend some money with us and black media.
Okay, when he does that, then that'll be good. Let's see. No, really. Really? Because he says a lot, Tom.
I know, but he hasn't done it yet.
Mm-mm. No. So let's see him do it, and then we'll, you know, look at it again.
In his pitch, he said, "Black." He said, "What do you have to lose?
What the hell do you have to lose?
Have to lose?
Where do I begin?" Yeah. Okay. You know what? We'll see. We'll see what he and Omarosa and Stacey Dash have come up with. And then we can talk about what the hell we have to lose.
We're working on J. Anthony Brown's problem in Atlanta, the technical difficulties.
I'm here.
It's Monday already on the TJMS.